Hello, everybody. This is Cody Bateman. Welcome to a brand new episode of Promptings with Cody B. That's me. And let me tell you, I am super excited. I'm always excited for our guests. Super excited today to have Lisa Wilbur on with us. She's going to come on here in just a minute, but let me just tell you a little bit about her. She's just an amazing lady, an incredible lady. You're about to find out just what a wonderful, wonderful person that she is. She's one of the top direct sales professionals in the entire direct sales industry. She was named Avon's Woman of Enterprise, which is the top honor given at Avon. She's won all kinds of awards. She's been in the 50 most influential people in direct sales. She's earned the Avon's Yellow Rose of Courage, which is a huge award there. She was named the top female network marketer in the world. She's been working at Avon since as a rep, an independent rep for Avon since 1981. She started there when she was 18 years old. She was living in Guam, newly married, and she'll tell that story when she comes on. But what an incredible, inspirational story that she gives. For decades, she has served thousands upon thousands of people, helping them not only with great products, but helping them with personal development and positivity. You're going to see this when you see her come on today. She's incredible. She is the best-selling author of several books. Their latest is Set the Lady with the Blue Hair. Now, when she comes on, you're going to see that she has blue hair. But her latest book is Set the Lady with the Blue Hair, which is co-authored with her, with Jeff West. We're going to talk about that on here as well. She's an incredible card sender, uses our send out card service. She's going to tell you some insight on how to use that service that really spreads light on how she has the type of success she has. Come on back and check out the interview we have with Lisa Wilbur. Look forward to seeing you here in just a minute or so. Take care. There she is, Lisa Wilbur. How are you, my friend?
I am fabulous, sir. So happy to be here with you today.
You know, you say you're fabulous with that incredible smile on your face and your blue hair, and it just gets us all excited. That's yeah, how you roll, right?
That's why I try to do all the time. If you're going to be something, you might as well be fabulous.
That's exactly right. Well, listen, it's an honor. It's a real honor to have you on our show today. Appreciate all that you do. You know, we talked about you in the bio, so all of us listening in knows about your accomplishments, particularly in the direct sales space. You're really a who's who of that whole organization, which most of our listeners have a high appreciation for, because a lot of us are in the direct sales space and you're an icon. You're an icon. And we just want to thank you for your service. You've been doing this since 1981. Is that right?
Yes. And obviously I was a wee child when I started, because
wee child. So you started when you were 18 years old. Is that right?
Yeah. I lived on Guam. Yeah, I lived on Guam, and I wrote to the company to get a kit, because I was newly married over there, because I got married at 18, because evidently I'm an idiot. And I mean that in the best possible way. But that seemed like a great way to earn money. And I'd always been earning my own money since I was about 12. So I wanted my own money. So I wrote to the company and got a kit that way.
That is incredible. In 1981, and you were in Guam? Did you say you're in Guam?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And
isn't that something?
I was a newly married wife at 18, so I didn't know anything what I was doing. I just knew I loved that company, because I remember the lady coming to my house and selling us stuff.
Well, boy, a lot has happened in your life since 1981 and building very successful direct sales businesses. let's start there. Let's start there. Talk to us a little bit about, you know, here at Promptings, we're all about acting on promptings, being who you truly are, giving yourself away to the world. How has the direct sales space allowed you to do that over the years?
Well, I think in direct sales, the whole point of the exercise is the relationships. So, for example, I still keep in touch with my original customers from Guam. I still know them. I still send them cards, actually. I still have relationships. And I thought that was the assignment from the beginning, was to gather relationships around me. And that's how the direct sales business was going to work. So I never cut people off. If they stopped ordering, that was still okay. I still wanted the relationship. So just when send out cards came along for me, it gave me a way to do it easily. So I have almost 10,000 people in my contact manager. And it's awesome because I like doing the group so I can keep everybody, you know, knowing who's where I know them from, and I can put notes in and everything, but it just gave me a way. But it was always about the relationships, in my opinion.
You know, people ask me all the time why I chose direct sales as the model to promote send out cards in the promptings companies. And you just answered that question. That's the very reason, because direct sales allows people to get out and create relationships. You have to create relationship in direct sales. To me, it's a natural fit, because that's the business we're in at Promptings, is giving yourself away to others, acting on promptings, reaching out to others, and creating genuine human connection. And there's no better space in the world, in my opinion, than in direct sales to do that. And, you know, you've been a great example of that. So,
well, you know, it's funny. I know, you know, Bob Berg, we're mutual friends.
Yeah.
But direct sales, a lot of the companies, or most of the companies really, are you're selling a commodity, and how you set yourself apart. I mean, even Avon, they sell shampoo, face cream, and I'm sure it's great stuff. But what people are buying is the relationship with me. They can just run down the store and get something quick of that other stuff, but they buy from me for a reason, and it's because of my service and also my relationship with them. So I think that's, you have to concentrate on that. Sure, the products are great, but are they great enough that they're going to buy if you don't give excellent service and have the connection with them? So
now, in providing that service to so many people, I would venture to say that you probably created some of your closest friends over the years through your business. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Matter of fact, I had trouble finding someone. The company had an incentive where you couldn't bring someone that was already in the company, either a representative, a customer. For some reason, you had to bring someone that wasn't. I had trouble finding someone that wasn't somehow connected with me and connected to the business. It was funny because I just surround myself with the whole experience.
No. Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, you've won some big awards over the years. Top female network marketer in the world. I mean, that's a big deal. Tell us a little bit about winning that award and what it was like for you.
It was voting online. It was awesome. It was Business for Home magazine. And it was nice because just like a lot of other things, I like to rally the troops to get behind a project. And we've used that same tactic actually in launching the book we did. I like doing that because it feels like we're all doing something together. And I think lots of times when you're just an employee or feel like a cog in the wheel, but in direct sales, you have the opportunity to be part of something bigger. And even though I'm the one that got the award, it felt like something we all did together as a big project. And I like doing stuff like that. So it was, I mean, I helped get that because I rallied everybody together to vote for it. And it was fun when he came to the convention, the gentleman that runs that company, he came to the convention and awarded me a trophy and stuff. And it was just fun to have that in front of all my peers. And we all celebrated together, like we all got it together. So those kind of awards are fun that like that.
That is really, I'm glad you shared that because these awards are, they represent everybody that's part of your organization. That's like they all win the award. You know, I remember an experience years ago, we started send out cards years ago and about 3 or 4 years into it, I was nominated as the entrepreneur of the year in the state of Utah. And I was up, there were several people nominated. Well, that same year, there was another guy in the direct sales space who started the company Mona V. Dallin Larson is his name. And so he and I were both up for Entrepreneur of the Year the same year. And we go to the event and he won the award. I was nominated, but he actually won the award. And it was a real valuable learning lesson for me because in his acceptance speech, all he talked about were his distributors and his reps. I just was so impressed by that. I thought that was the coolest thing. I'm probably sure had I have won the award, I probably would have done something similar. But to hear it from him, it really touched my heart that these awards represent every person that's part of your organization. And that's what's cool about direct sales. It's kind of, we're all linked together. You know, none of us are really successful without the other. And that's another thing I love about the direct sales space is that everybody seems to be interlinked for success. If that makes sense.
Well, you know, and I don't like to think of it as just my team either. We do stuff as a big group, I don't stop and ask people if they're on my team or not. It's just whoever wants to be part of this, whatever we're doing, let's just all do it. You know, we're all in the same industry. Let's just all have fun and let's make this happen together. So I'm sure a lot of the stuff I do includes people that are not on my team because that's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You lightly mentioned your new book that's out, Said the Lady with the Blue Hair. Now, we're sitting here looking at you right now. Said the Lady with the Blue Hair is the name of your latest book, and you co-authored that with Jeff West. Is that right?
Yes. You want me to tell you the story with that?
Tell us about the book.
It's a wicked cool story. I'm from New England, so we say wicked instead of very, by the way. But so I was on Bob Berg's Wednesday regular call for the Go Givers Success Alliance, and it was the first call I was on, I believe. Jeff happened to be on it too, and I happened to have blue hair that day, and what it was I've always wanted to have blue hair once in my life. My kid keeps telling me it's a midlife crisis. But I was kind of like explaining myself a little bit because on his calls, Bob's calls, there's a lot of lawyers and architects and really professional people. And it's not that I'm not, but I was a little intimidated. So I thought, well, I'll just say a joke about the hair, you know? So I raised my hand on the Zoom and I said, if you want to have less judgment in your life, go ahead and dye your hair blue. This is working for me. You know, I go down the grocery store and I see some lady in a tight skirt and I'm thinking, man, that lady's got a tight skirt. Said the lady with the blue hair. So, and in the comment section, Jeff West wrote, that would make a great title for a book. Now, I read it and I thought, well, yeah, that would, but I didn't really have a book on my radar. And then it was about a year later that he has that for a business model where he wants to do co-authoring like that. And he approached me and said, you know what, we've been joking around about that. Let's just make that book happen. And that was probably about 8 or 9 months ago. And now we have the book. So that all came from just a comment on a Zoom call and us taking a chance on each other. Because he was running Aflac for Texas for 2 decades. He's a big, accomplished professional man, and I'm the Avon lady So we don't have a lot of overlapping stuff that would be an obvious fit for a book. And yet it has worked. This has been a great partnership. So,
well, that's fantastic. You know, the producers of our show here, they do such a great job. While you're talking about your book, they've actually put your book up on the screen for our YouTube watchers to see, you know, what your book looks like and where they can get a copy of it, stuff like that. So we really want to promote you and the book and the great message. And let's talk a little bit. What is the general theme in the book from your standpoint?
Okay, so it's a business parable. So what we did was, Jeff is the writer. He writes parables. So kind of along the same lines as the Go-Giver is a business parable. So he asked me what things I teach my downline and that have been successful over the decades that I've been doing my direct sales business. And then we narrowed it down to the 7 most important rules that I teach. And then he worked those rules into the story. So it's a story about a mentor, which is Belle, which is the lady with the blue hair, and then Kai, which is the mentee. And Kai has a daughter, Michaela, and she, I don't want to say how it happened, but she's all of a sudden having to fend for herself, where she didn't think she would have to do that. And so the mentor talks her through choosing a direct sales company and actually choosing direct sales at all. And then how you build a business from that. So walked her through the whole thing. And I think some of the things, one thing in particular that stands out that I love is that Jeff put in there. Kai had problems with being in sales. She didn't think that was going to be a fit for her because she was like, ooh, sales. And in the story, it walks her through what direct sales is really about. It's really about relationships and, you know, just giving, recommendations and stuff. It doesn't have to be like a car salesman thing. Yeah. So, but he lays it all out. So it's a perfect book for like someone who is just getting in direct sales or someone who doesn't even know that they would be a good fit for direct sales. And I love the way he worded all that.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's kind of a match made in heaven, your story and his talent of writing and putting that whole thing together. I highly recommend people read this, especially if you're in the direct sales space. Said the lady with the blue hair. That's what, and you just said it, and you've got the blue hair. So we're super excited to have people get their hands on that very creative way to teach principles of direct sales and personal development and living a life of positivity. So now I'm honored that you've actually asked me to write a forward to a new edition to the book, which I'm very honored that you would ask me to do that. And I'm looking forward to taking the opportunity to do that. So
appreciate it.
Listen, yeah, we're just really excited. Now let's talk a little bit about, you know, you've been in Avon and you've been at the top of the direct sales space for many, many years. You started using the send out card service, which is one of our companies here at Promptings. In fact, it's our staple. It's our foundational business that's been around for 19 years now. And of course, send out cards is all about acting on promptings and using greeting cards to send positivity out to the world. I want our listeners to know that you have been using our service since 2008, and you've sent out over 82,000 cards. So first of all, congratulations. That's amazing.
It sounds like an addiction when you say it that way.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about, you know, because a lot of our listeners, you know, they use the cards and whatnot. Of all the people, we do two things here. We have what we call system cards, and then we have what we call heartfelt prompting cards. The heartfelt cards are all about writing a personal message of kindness, one word at a time, to an individual, push the send button, send it to them, where a system card could be more like a one card that goes out to you know, to 100 people, let's say. You know, we're in the holiday season right now, so lots of people are using System Sense to send cards out to lots of people. You've been in a place, I mean, you have a huge organization. You have a large network of people. Mm-hmm. Of all the people listening to us right now, you probably have more reason to use System Sense than most, just simply because of the size of your network and needing to reach out to people. Having that been said, well, first of all, talk to us about how do you use the System Sense with your group? Let's talk about that first.
And it's not just my team members, but my whole aim in life, this is going to sound weird, but my whole aim in life is to get people's name, address, and birthday. And I don't know if you realize this, but on whitepages.com, you can sign up for a subscription. They now have the birthdays on there. So when I meet somebody, all I really need is their name, the town they live in, or I can reverse look their address or reverse look their phone, and I can get their birthday. So I system send about 450 on average birthday cards per month. And wow. I don't want to have to time all that. I want you guys to do that so they arrive when they're supposed to. So I put them in before the month before, between the 18th and 23rd. I have a system for my System Sends. But the birthday cards is my biggest System Send thing. And I get so much business from that. And it's not because the card has advertising or anything like that in it. It's because people say to me, you know, yours is the only birthday card I got this year.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, one in particular I remember is, I don't send with the expectation of having any feedback. So I'll send until either the card gets returned or I get notified that something happened to the person. I'll just keep sending. So I had got a speaking gig probably a couple months ago, and the lady introduced me as someone who has been a friend of hers that kept in touch for the last 10 years. And the reality was, I've sent her cards for 10 years, but had not heard from her, not got an email, not got a phone call, not got a card. I didn't know if the cards were arriving, but I don't think about that. Yeah. I just send thinking, yes, they're getting them, and yes, they like them, and move on with my day. So I keep people in. And usually always at some point, I either do work with them or they buy from me or whatever it is. But I'm just trying to keep all those connections going. And the System Sense helped me do that.
So this is a lesson that you're teaching right now, that's sometimes it's very difficult to teach the general public the importance of what you're saying, because most people, especially in business, are wired to think, if I put some kind of effort into something, what am I going to get in return? You know, the big acronym ROI. What is my return on investment if I do X? So that's a natural way for a business mind to think, and a business mind should think that way. You know, what is the return on investment? The challenge is that when people start using our card program, we teach what you just said. We teach, look, you send for the sake of send, you give for the sake of giving. You know, like you send out 450 birthday cards a month because you want to wish people happy birthday, period.
That
is one of the hardest things to teach people.
Right.
Because they're thinking, well, okay, well, so, and there's people listening right now. Well, of those 450 cards a month, what does it do for your business? They naturally want to ask that question. But what we're saying is the key to success in this is the disconnect.
Yeah.
Send for the sake of sending, give for the sake of giving, say happy birthday for the sake of saying happy birthday. And then the return on investment takes care of itself. So
I think you have to factor in that some of that return on investment, at least for me, is how I feel sending those cards. I mean, I keep a little box, a shoebox of once in a while, someone will write back and say, yours was the only card I got. thank you for always sending love my way. They'll say stuff like that. And if I ever start thinking to myself, maybe I'm spending too much doing this or whatever, spending too much time, I get the box out. And I think, you know what? These are only the people that said something. There's a whole bunch of people that really enjoyed getting the card, or that mine was the only card they got. And I'm happy that I was able to do that. So part of that return on investment is how you feel about yourself. I'm glad I'm that type of person.
Yeah, I and that's really important, because it puts you in a different we call it appreciation energy here. So when you're doing those kind of things, you're elevating the energy that comes from you. We call it appreciation energy. If you're appreciating people, then appreciation energy comes back to you, and you get to live with that energy every single day. And that's, you know, you can't put that on a spreadsheet, but I guarantee you the things that are driving your spreadsheet, that's driving your success, your profitability, your commissions and everything, is the fact that you're sending that energy out every day. So it's super.
No, I
super
totally sharp. Agree. There, Merfet, I can say this without hesitation, that I would not be earning the money that I earn with my Avon, my core business, if I wasn't doing send out cards this past 14 years. There's just absolutely no way. Without qualification, I can say that. Because it's just so important. It's just been such a big part of my support system for my team.
Yeah, and I hope that all of our listeners really tune into that. You're hearing that from one of the top direct sales executives on the planet, Lisa Wilbur. I mean, and she's telling you that by doing these simple exercises, sending cards every day, giving for the sake of giving, is the primary reason for her success. And one of the biggest success stories in the whole industry. So I hope everybody takes note of that. So my goodness. Now, so System Sends, now we have what we call Heartfelt Sends. Tell us a little bit about your heartfelt sending. In the pre-show, we talked about how that was kind of a standard weapon, but tell us about that.
Oh, I probably do at least a dozen heartfelt sends a day. At least I try. A lot of them are on the phone because I love the app. And when you first came out with the app, by the way, that was a learning curve for me because I wasn't doing a lot on my phone yet. And what I did is I said, I will send 5 a day and I will not miss. That way I could get used to it. And now I can send a card in like a minute. But I call them Facebook espionage, because we all sit around and scroll some on Facebook. But now when I scroll, I'm scrolling for a card reason. So I'll look and it'll be, oh, they would love that on a card. That's every time I get an, oh, they would like to have that on a card. So I think my most popular thing that I send is flat cards, because I put fridge worthy on the back, hashtag fridge worthy, because I think people want to put them on their fridge. And I've gotten so many people that send me pictures of their fridge with all the pictures on it. And it's so awesome. But I don't usually put a lot on the back. I put their picture, and on the back, I'll put something like, hello, gorgeous. Hope you're having a great day. Just some little thing. And a lot of people, I know I put stuff that I would like to get. I know I'd like to get a card that just says I'm gorgeous, you know, or just have a good day. So I just send cards like that. And I think it really makes a difference. People feel like I'm in touch with them, even if I only send them a couple cards a year, even a couple, three cards a year, because there's so many people, that's usually what they get. I think they feel like we're in touch more than we are. And it holds the connection together. It makes us have that relationship.
You were probably really happy when we came out with our unlimited heartfelt card send program.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And matter of fact, the bigger one too, I'm on though, I think is it 247? I love that.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of the system sends as well.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I love hearing your stories. It's a great delight to hear all of those incredible stories. Listen, Lisa, it's been an honor to have you on this show with us. You know, we're coming up on a new year, And a few days from now, we'll be into a new year, and it's time for New Year's resolutions and goal setting and the things that people typically do at the first of a new year. What advice would you give to our listeners right now about how to approach your goal setting for the new year or whatever?
You know, I have different advice this year than I had every other year before this, because this year, a whole bunch of stuff happened that I had not, they weren't on my radar at all. And it was because I tried to leave my mind open to meeting new people, because my business always does better when I meet a bunch of new people. So what happened the beginning of the year is that, and I don't have a big interest in theater necessarily, and I produced a play in my community this year.
Wow.
Just because the opportunity came up. And by the way, I used send out cards extensively promoting that.
Wow.
So, but the opportunity came up, and I just used my skills and networking to make that happen. I'm not sure if you know, but producer just means that I was the gopher for the director and wrote checks, but still it was awesome. And then when Jeff called me about the book, I didn't have that on my radar at all, to be a co-author for a business parable. So to me now, I want to stay open enough that, yes, I'm going to have my regular business goals. Yes, I'm going to do those things. And I do have like educational goals. As a matter of fact, going to your thing in January is one of the things I absolutely had to do. But I want to be open enough so that I have the other opportunities, I take advantage of those when they come up. Because this year just opened my eyes. I met just the play alone. I didn't know those cast members. There were 30 cast members and crew. I didn't know any of them before we did the show. And now I know them and all their family, and they're all in my database, and I keep in touch with cards. It just, and with the book, I didn't know Jeff West's entire universe of people. And now I know dozens of his connections, and they're all on my database, and I'm sending them cards. So, I mean, it's just, it enriched my life by having the openness to say yes to some things that I didn't think I'd be doing.
Wow. What great advice. I love hearing that. Keep yourself open enough, or your schedule open enough, to take on new opportunities as they come your way. I guess that's a good way to recap that, right?
Yeah.
great advice. In fact, advice I'm going to take, because, you know, we've got a lot going on here, promptings and big set goals. But I think you do have to keep your schedule flexible enough to experience life, because, you know, opportunities come your way all the time, and you got to be prepared to say yes to them. And I think that's just
you know what I hope you'll say yes to here again is write some more songs, because that was always like my favorite part of convention. I still listen to all those songs.
Thank you very much. And it's very interesting you say that, because that is a goal for this year, is to go back into some music production and things that we want to do. That's it's always been a magical part of the Send Out Cards movement. And so we're looking forward to doing that. So, Lisa, my goodness, what a delight it's been to chat with you today, and just appreciate all that you do. Looking forward to seeing you. By the way, Lisa's talking about the Promptings premiere, which is January 19th through the 21st here in South Jordan, Utah. It's in the Salt Lake Valley at our brand new facility, our Promptings facility. We're going to have a big, big event here. Invite all of you to come on out and check it out, because we got a lot of new things happening. Listen, we're here to help millions of people act on their promptings, reach out in kindness. Everything we do here is about that. If we can start another service or create another product or create another business that helps people to act on their promptings, that all falls under this umbrella of the promptings. You know, Send Out Cards is the premier product and service to help people act on promptings, but there's a lot of other things that we do there too. Come check this out at the Promptings premiere and see what we're doing here. And Lisa, thanks again for being with us. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, everybody. And we'll see you on yet another episode. So keep putting the spread on the bread, meaning going and acting on your promptings every day. Reach out in kindness. Give yourself away to others because they need you. We live in a world where people are going through a lot. There's people going through a lot in their lives. And a lot of times we don't even know when people are hurting on the inside. So anytime that you just kind of run across people, whether it's at the grocery store or somebody that cuts you off in the traffic or whatever, just realize people are going through things in life and we need to treat each other with kindness and with respect and with honor. God bless you all. Take care. We'll see you next week. Take care.